Julie Pring, and our regular listeners would know that we speak to Julie every month. She is from the Caboolture side of Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Rosemary. Good morning, everyone.
Jules, last month we spoke about some of the non-motor symptoms of Parkinson, and I know that we're going to go into that a little bit further today, but quickly tell us what Parkinson's is up to this month.
Our Caboolture group is meeting every third Wednesday of the month. We're back to the face meetings as from July because we moved to the bigger hall. And so at 12 o'clock on next Thursday, the 15th of October, and we have a speaker from Ballycarra Home and talking about health and wellness. And they've got a special short-term restorative program. We'll talk a bit about home care and wellness as well.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, the raffle has, the tickets are on sale now?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, Christmas raffle. We've had smaller raffles this year because of not having the availability of selling tickets outside like we do when there's the charity stalls at Moray Field. So, so it's just basic members. Although we're going to encourage some to take tickets and sell them to friends and family this time. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck with that.
Yes.
Okay. And now listen, you're still looking for volunteers to coordinate and distribute the lunches and things each month?
There's a little bit more work in that now because of COVID, because we can't have people serving themselves.
Right, yes.
Yeah, we just have two or three people serving and one person to coordinate. And since Ricky decided that it was time for her to spend more time and be more available to her husband, we're looking for someone to fill in there.
Give you a hand, right.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sure somebody will come to the fore for you.
Now, certainly.
Yeah, let's think a little bit more, Julie, about these non-motor symptoms, Lum.
Yes, even though Parkinson's is considered a movement disorder, there's lots of non-motor, non-movement things that come up. So some of the ones I mentioned last month were loss of smell, constipation, fatigue, depression and anxiety. And I thought I'd just mention a few more today. There's what's called postural hypotension, which is a drop in blood pressure, usually from sitting to standing.
Mm-hmm.
And that then can cause a greater unsteadiness, dizziness and increase the risk of falls. There's also an excessive saliva with people dribbling, and mainly that's because of less frequent swallowing. We don't realise we're swallowing our saliva, but sometimes with Parkinson's, that automatic swallow reduces, and so there's the dribbling that happens. Often, it's often earlier in the disease, there's can be the reverse of dry mouth. And that can be related to medications. In fact, I was talking to someone yesterday who used to have a very dry mouth, and I asked her if she was still using a particular product. And she said, no, I've got the other problem now. I've got too much saliva.
Mm.
So
mm.
her swallowing's not, I assume, not happening as much.
Yeah.
It's probably more pleasant for the mouth, but it's not very pleasant if you are actually dribbling.
Yeah.
There's also sleep disturbances, and these can often be early symptoms, which can happen before people are diagnosed.
Okay.
And, during dreams, they can actually act out and can be quite dramatic acting out or calling out during the sleep, and the person's usually not aware of it, but it actually can be a bit dangerous when they're acting out, in that the person can sometimes actually hurt themselves or hurt a partner in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of not a very nice symptom, but it can be managed. Like most of the things with Parkinson's can be managed, the motor things, the movement, rigidity and tremor and the postural instability and slow movement, they can be managed with medication.
Mm.
And the non-motor symptoms sometimes are a bit more challenging than the motor symptoms. But
yeah.
It can, there are various methods of helping to control them.
Listeners, we're speaking with Julie Pring, and Julie is talking to us about Parkinson's disease. And each month, Julie gives us a good little idea of what is going on in that Parkinson's disease that can affect us, and probably alert us to some things that might be coming forward a little bit quicker than we'd hoped. But currently in Queensland, there's 18,500 people diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which is the fastest growing neurological disease, increasing more rapidly than dementia. That's awful, Julie. And these are people under the age of 40 as well.
That's right, about 10% of those diagnosed. And, of course, there are people who have Parkinson's who haven't been diagnosed either.
Yeah. Jules, I think you've given us a heap of information again today, and I do thank you very much for that. But these little snippets of information that you do a lot of work on to get and to give to our listeners are just absolutely We are so appreciative. So I'm going to thank you very much for again today, and wish you and all of the members a great month, and I hope the meeting on the 15th goes well for you as well.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Thank you, Jules.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye then.